they brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took them up in his arms. He put his hands upon them and blessed them. Do you, the parents of this child, acknowledge the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Savior?
We do.
And do you promise to bring up this little child in the knowledge and in the Word of God, so that early in life the great gospel promise will be fulfilled in his life and in your home, which tells us, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house."
We do.
Little boy, God bless you. And I name you by two great names, Calvin and David. And I pray that your father and mother's prayers and your loved ones' prayers will be answered early in life, and you'll become a real man of God. And may the mercy of God, that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, be your portion in life and in eternity. And everybody say,
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank thee for the presence of this little boy. We thank thee for the father and mother's faith in thyself. And we pray that that faith of father and mother may eventually be in their son's heart as he grows up and understands he's a sinner, but Jesus died for him, and he may close with Christ freely offered in the gospel. We thank thee, we can be sure that we can have household salvation. There are many households here in this church today still divided. Oh God, bring our children home to the Father's house. And may the blessing of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. And everybody said, Amen. And shouted, Hallelujah. Amen.